today is Mental Health Monday.
I'm sorry in advance, y'all. I just put some candy in my mouth. So if I'm smacking, it's only going to last for like one moment.
We've had a lot of things in our mouth these past
days. Ooh, this dude. Go to sleep.
So is there anything in particular in Mental Health Monday that you would like to touch base on? And do you have a pop-up for us?
I do got a pop-up that I'm actually in love with. So let me walk my little butt back here again.
And while you're walking, I'm going to give you guys the keyword of the day. Cotton candles. Like a cotton ball, like the little
cotton candles
that you can put inside your ear and all that shit. Cotton candles is the keyword. Cotton candles.
That still reminded me when we was talking this weekend when I was like, what was that? He on Lion King or what the fuck? Not Lion King. Never mind. Fuck it. Because this alcohol hitting me real hard.
We talked about a lot of stuff this weekend.
Anyway, let me hit y'all with this damn motivational card. It is a pop-up card from the Shine Collection. It says, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. Mary Ann Williamson. I like that.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. Is there a certain topic on mental health you want to discuss?
The topic for mental health today is stress, but I really just want to make sure everybody, before we start the conversation, I really want to make sure everybody took time to fucking love themselves. Sorry, I probably shouldn't be cussing at y'all because it's aggressive as hell, but real shit, I hope y'all took care of yourself and y'all took time for you. No matter what happens, you need to take time for you. You need to take time for your family, and you need to make sure like the kids are good as well. A lot of times the kids go through a lot more stuff than we know. And the way you know that is lately these children have been moving and doing steps that usually, you know, teenagers go through. So please be very mindful of your health, your kids' health, and the people around you. By all means.
One thing that you could do to relieve stress is isolate yourself. And when I mean by isolate
healthy,
yourself,
though. Yeah.
It's like just go in your room. It could be 20 minutes a day or however long you want. Read a book or just relax. Be on your phone. Or you could wait till you get the children to sleep and you could do the exact same thing with a cup of wine, or if you're not a drinker, a cup of water, you know. Also, what I have learned, I was actually listening to V100 in the Breakfast Club, and Ed Sheeran was a guest on there. He made a good point that if you drink and smoke cigarettes all the time and then you stay up late, go to bed late and stuff like that, it's a domino effect. You're going to constantly do it. Your body, if you wake up, your body is going to feel yucky. But if you drink a cup of water nonstop and then you drink one before you go to bed, along with like a nightly exercise routine, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to feel so energetic, so much better, and you're going to want to go work out. You're going to want to eat healthy. You're going to do all that. And I actually been going through that domino effect. I cut off a lot of meats, and I am a pescatarian now, so I only eat seafood, and I eat vegan meat. So I could still like eat meatballs and stuff like that, but it's meatless meatballs. It's not made from meat at all, and it's
plant based. So you did like the plant based stuff?
Yes. Yeah, love it. And I actually read what's in it. I do Google the ingredients too because I want to make sure that I'm not actually eating animal fiber.
Yeah, because some people
that's not seafood. And it's my choice. I decided to do this not for weight loss or anything like that, but to clear my mind. And I noticed once I cut off chicken, turkey, pork, beef, all of that, my stress level dropped completely. And like I was able to function a lot better. That's what helped me change my eating habit. When I'm stressed, I tend to just grasp on anything and eat it. It's a mechanism. Eating covers the stress. But now that I am changing how I eat and everything, my stress level itself is dropping drastically. It helps.
Yeah. Also, allow y'all stress to guide you. Like, for real, for real. Like, a lot of the times we all say we're stressed out. That's cool. When you know you're stressed out, you have to find the core of the stress. And sometimes that stress can guide you in a whole different, can allow you to fucking open businesses. And you have to know where the stress comes from. Because a lot of times I notice a lot of people are stressed out by what they think is failing. Point blank, mm-hmm. period. Yeah. You're not fucking failing. You're still alive. So you always have a chance to turn around what's going on. I know it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. Trust me, I'm in the position now. It's way easier said than done, but you are still alive and you got to live every day like you just know that you're going to be alive tomorrow, no matter what happens, because any day can change your fucking life.
Yes. Yes. I ain't gonna lie. When I was off of work because my son had a fake positive COVID test.
she's still so angry about it.
I was. I didn't get paid. And when I was broke, I was fucking stressed. Nobody likes to be stressed and broke at the same damn time. It's oh my God. It put me in a depressed state because I was like, God damn it, I'm broke. And then when I'm like, oh, it's just money. Yeah, but money could buy me food. Money could, like, you know, keep the bills paid and shit like that. You know, I need that shit. I need money to make sure that we got heat in the house and that I got salmon in my mouth and shit, you know? Shit, I was broke for a whole week. I was sad. I was broke. I was stressed. I was depressed. Seriously, it changed my whole mood. But then I just recently got my first check, and I think Jay noticed the change.
She was geek. Like,
yo, I got a check again. This is my first check since what? October and shit. What the fuck?
Y'all ever realize that you regret being an adult and shit? Like, I had to pay for insurance again. Man, that shit done cut my check so ridiculous. I'm like, you sure that I need this? You know, like, I could give it back. I don't need the insurance, bro, because shit, that shit cut my check so disrespectfully. I was just like, you know what?
I think we should just be getting paid just to breathe.
At this point.
Like, I don't know if y'all ever seen that movie called The Lorax.
Oh, yeah, that was so cute.
And it was cute, but it was fucked up because the mayor, he was making people pay for air in a bottle. He was making people pay for fucking air in a bottle. And I was like, what? You know how stressful that had to be to know that you're breathing in toxic ass air, and to get fresh air you have to pay like $10 a bottle or some shit.
I was like, well, I guess then I'm just gonna be in a toxic environment for the rest of my life.
Yes, it's stressful. It was stressful watching that movie when I became an actual adult. Like, I was a dog when it came out, kind of. But, like, I didn't have my big girl panties on. So, now that I have my big girl panties on, I just watch it like, God damn, that shit is kind of crazy.
I'm sorry, y'all. I keep eating shit.
It's okay. It's okay. Things that go in your mouth just melts away.
These are sugar babies, and they're hard as hell, and I regret biting it now.
She like hard to hurt her mouth.
This shit hurt.
Also, another thing for stress is talk to someone.
Facts.
Talk to anyone. Even if you don't think no one's listening.
Is that if you don't have nobody, we give you our email every episode. We are here for you. Look, I'm known for going through mental health issues. So if you ever need somebody that's going to fucking understand, I got you. I may not understand your situation 100% because nobody understands each other 100%. Mm-hmm. But I fucking got you, bro. If you need some help finding somebody that you can talk to, trust me, I got you.
Mm-hmm. And I will find some somebody who's going to agree to blow up the bank with you and shit like that, I'm your person.
Okay, we don't need you to do that. Don't call her.
I'm your person. If you feel like you need to do something illegal, you could talk to me. I ain't gonna encourage you to do anything illegal. No, I never encourage people to do anything illegal. But if illegal
things, she says with sarcasm,
kind of. But like you know, everybody needs somebody, and It could be just that one person that asks you how your day was going.
But you know what I always realize is I always feel more comfortable talking to a stranger. And y'all should really probably try that. And it's not like try, like walk up to a person like, let me tell you about my life real quick. But if they ask you and stuff, it's something about not having to, you know, you're not going to see that person again. So if they're willing to have that meaningful conversation, you know, that's dope.
You know how many people stop by my desk at work and just talk? And even if I be like, how are you? Hey, how are you? Good morning. How are you doing? And then me saying, how are you doing? Instead of just saying good morning, that how are you doing? They'll take a second look at me and they'll be like, thank you for asking me that. And like, nah, you good? Like,
if you see, I only ask certain people that.
Not because I noticed that most people nowadays, they may look okay, they might look fine, but you never know if that's gonna be the last time you see that person they went home and off themselves or something. You never know.
Well, the only reason I say certain stuff is because, like, for people at work, I don't want to know your personal business because I don't know how much you told someone else, and if it gets out, I don't ever want to be that person that you look at, because one, I don't tell nobody shit. When you tell me something, I forget it.
These are just clients coming in and out.
Oh, okay, because like, I'm about to say at work, nah.
No, they just come in and out. I don't work with any other person like me, so. And it makes their day, especially when I smile and stuff like that, and I take interest in their conversations. I'm actually having a conversation back with them. I could be farming on my farm and shit like that and still having a conversation with them at work. Don't judge me on my goddamn farm, okay? I got pigs and shit to feed. But and knowing that I made somebody day by just asking them how they are means a lot. It means a lot.
It does. And y'all, don't be ashamed. Like, really don't be ashamed of your mental health state. Like, one, I got out of that shit ASAP. As soon as I hit the military, I was ashamed at first because we were always, and this is for my military people too, stop thinking because we're going to go seek mental health, it's going to ruin our career. If they do, remember that it's retaliation. And after so long, you can't fight that shit. So if they want to, like, fuck you over like that, come to me. I get you. I got you. Like, for real, for real. But a lot of times we be hiding the shame. And again, I kick this back to, for our experience, in that Black family, you wasn't allowed to have some type of mental issue. So a lot of us are shamed by the shit that we grew up knowing, because if you say, oh, I'm like this, then it's so-called you're crazy, you're stressed out, you're this petty ass. Y'all, we got a lot of trauma. And I'm not trying to make it a race thing, because obviously other races have their issues too. We're not belittling no other race.
But and it's like other race were able to, you know, like go to seek the therapy and stuff like that without people calling them weak or vulnerable. They actually prefer to see it. Whereas they're not trying to down any race in a Black community. If you go seek help, you're looked at as weak. You can't handle your problems on your own. You need somebody else holding your hand to get the problem solved and shit like that. Well, that's not the fucking case.
And let me tell y'all, therapy does not have to be someone that you have to pay for your time. Therapy is anything that you make it. That's why I get so sick of people, you know, like telling people you have to go see a professional. You don't have to go see a professional until you actually start. I mean, at some points you do have to. And I thank God that I stepped out of my shell and I went to a therapist, because I mean, I got diagnosed with two types of PTSD. I got diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and all types of shit. And when I say all types of shit, my nigga, like there's like, my bad. There's like, I think there's 12 things on my record now, because but y'all have to realize when you don't seek help, you create more problems.
Yes.
The more trauma you hold in, the more trauma your brain cannot handle. And honestly, I never knew that when you take too much trauma on, your brain starts to, it loses memories. So they thought I had, what did she say? She thought I had a tumor? No, a brain aneurysm. She thought I had a brain aneurysm. And I was like, from what? Like, what the fuck could I possibly do? She's like, you're holding on to too much trauma and your brain is always fucking going and this and that. And I'm like, that's not how an aneurysm go. I still don't know how an aneurysm like comes up, but I'm like, yo, if stress can do that to you, I don't want them problems. That's what I'm not about to do. So it was a lot. I still have a lot of memory that's just gone. So I ask anybody, if therapy is not just a therapist. Your therapist can be your best friend. Your therapist can be a therapeutic session of painting. Like, do something for you. That's why I'm always with them self-love days.
You know?
Definitely could.
Yeah, I'd be. I'd
now,
be
like, don't just be giving your body to nobody. Like,
yeah, like I'd be like, "How was your day, baby?" Stressful. Oh, it was stressful. So
this what nigga. Happened?
Like, some people handle stress differently.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. We all handle it differently.
Big facts. Yeah, I hate that too. Like, stop telling people how you would handle your stress. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's okay to tell them how you would handle your stress as long as you're not forcing them. You got what I mean? Like, oh, I do this. Yeah, exactly.
Like, nah, don't do it like me because you might not do it right.
I'm dead.
Okay. No, but seriously though, it's like a common thing that people go over. Like, you're stressing because you want to know when your bills will be paid, which is also bullshit because why the fuck we got to pay people to live in a world where we ain't even choose to be alive? Our parents was just horny motherfuckers and then they had us and shit. We didn't ask to pay bills, rent, none of that. We didn't ask for it.
Shit. Which bring me back to who the fuck was a genius? Like, yeah, you finna pay me for this shit.
Who the fuck said, oh yeah, 9 hours a day? Or 8 hours a day.
For 5 days Tuesday. A week. Like, and then what if
for every 5 minutes they make $15,000? Every 5 minutes the owner of the company make every minute the owner of the company make $15,000 and you working for you're working for 0.00000000001% of that. Not even.
Have you ever thought about, like, what if there's really 14 days in a week and we just begin and play because they got tired of saying all them long-ass names, so they just, like, that's why we got 2 weeks in the pay period and shit, because really, you're supposed to get paid every week, so we get paid every 2 weeks because every 2 weeks is really 1 week?
I'll be punching air.
Should be fat in the motherfucker. It still wouldn't be fat, because look what I'm getting paid now and shit. Fuck out of here.
That is true. I told you we get that point all them zeros 1% of what the rich make and stuff. So it's their company. We just working away in it. Living a stressful life, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though I ain't go down some rich people, because even if you are rich, you can still have stress and it could be money related because people coming around who never used to come around, but because you got money, they feel like they're entitled to it. No, put your foot down and say, fuck no, fuck you, I worked hard for this shit. No. I don't give a fuck who it is. It could be family, so fucking what? Where the fuck was your family at when you were struggling? Mm. No, don't ask me.
I'm like, no. I don't know you, man.
Like, my kids are stressing me out right now. Somebody turned off the TV.
May the best man win.
Yes. Oh yes. They're throwing each other right now. I don't know.
I was about to say I used to miss them little fights that me and my brother used to get into, man.
I don't know if I should intervene or not.
They
probably
got it.
Not. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
They handling it. You see it, they talking their problems out.
That is true. That is true. Now if you for some reason feel as if the stress is too much, you don't want to do it anymore, just think of something that you accomplished yourself. Everybody accomplished something, even if it was just getting up in the morning and making your bed up, because you never made your bed up in the morning. Even if it was getting up and the first thing you did was go to the bathroom. After you went to the bathroom, you washed your hands, brushed your teeth, washed your face. Then you checked your phone. Because normally some people will roll over, check their phone first, and then lay in the bed and just sit there. And then they finally get up. I used to do that until I just be like, no. I take my phone in the bathroom with me just to silence my alarm, because now I get up before my alarm. And it felt amazing because I used to snooze my alarm all the time because in my state of mind, I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to deal with nobody. I was very stressed and I didn't want to do it no more. But now, recently, I'm dealing with it and I feel a lot better.
That's good.
Yes. And stop eating so late.
You said stop eating so late?
Yes, that shit stresses you out in the morning. It fucks with you in the morning. Don't eat so late.
Oh, shit.
Now I see why people be like, oh, I'm one and done.
I don't think it'd be the actual kid that make them do that.
Because I should have been one and done. And
shut your ass up. You better edit that shit out this goddamn.
Yeah. I love my kids, but gosh, they just fought over a remote control and who turned the TV off.
Now you know that shit is normal.
For 10 minutes, they fought over a remote control that I'm about to go and take.
Like, I'm glad you made up your mind, but guess who wins?
Yeah, I do. I always win. Let me stop because one of my kids said that he was going to buy me a mansion, and then the other one said, I'm going to buy her a mansion and a boat. And I was like, I don't swim. I don't know how to swim, but I'll take the mansion.
Mansion in the boat. So low key, you saying the kid's trying to kill you?
Yeah, I think so. In the big mansion,
they said, "I got you." I got you, ma. Remember when you used to yell at me? I got you.
Now that is stressful. That is very stressful. But listen, you guys. Everyone has one great thing that happened to your life, even though it seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse. There's something good that came out of your damn life. There is. And you might not see it now, but it's coming. Oh, it's coming. And when it comes, baby.
They always say you go through like the hardest time in your life when good things are about to happen. And y'all look, I may be doing this podcast and I may be talking normal, but I ain't doing good my damn self. But I'd be like, you know what? Like, it's cool. Y'all gotta keep fighting, man. Like,
yes.
Just keep fighting. That's all I can say. And fighting your own way. Don't physically fight, though, because y'all ain't trying to get no assault charges. Y'all ain't trying to go to jail. Just keep fighting, though.
And pack a whole bag once in a while.
Pack a whole bag.
Yeah, I think I need to pack me one. Pack a whole bag once in a while.
Be smart with the whole bag if you're going to pack a whole bag, man, because...
Pack condoms, pack drinks, pack water.
Pack the right motherfucker. Like, be very careful. Pack them STD testings and shit. Like, make sure you got your proof.
Yes. But like, same time. One, two, three.
Ah, you're dirty. No, just like, you know, poom tada.
I'm going home. Sorry. But seriously, just take a vacation. Your vacation could be in your car. Like, just go to your car and sit there for an hour or some shit. Well, with gas prices going up like this, I don't know if anybody wants to make up for no fucking hour.
Sit there without the car on.
Yeah. I used to sit in my car for about 20 minutes. Now I can't do that shit.
I still be sitting in mine. I used to be the queen of sitting up in the car in Rhode Island because, man, I used to be like, come on now. I need to get out the house, but I ain't want to get out.
Yes. When I used to get some food and didn't want to share, I'd be in the car. Because they ain't got time for somebody to just take a bite out of my food and then they don't like it.
They're going to do what the fuck they want to. Don't be coming at them.
Nope. That shit's stressful. I work hard for this fucking thing that I shouldn't be eating, but I'm eating. Shit.
This shit is so good. I hate when drinks be so good and they be the miniature version. You're like, man, if I would have bought this shit in big people version. That other wine was horrible, though.
Oh, gosh.
It was disgusting.
Please try not to be stressed. It's okay.
And speaking of stress, you guys, Zay can tell you about the freaking gift boxes.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing the gift box giveaway. It started November 1st all the way to November 20th. So you have till this Friday. About 1 week.
Yeah.
Here we go. One, subscribe to us on Spotify. Two,
boom, boom, boom.
Two, give us the keyword. Dum. Three, download how many songs?
Two of each.
two of each, two from King Smith and two from Naps. You know, Naps, like the little naps on the back of your head. We used to call that kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
A double P Z Naps. Mm-hmm. Two of his sons, two of King Smith's sons. And also, take a screenshot, send all of it to us to vintagej.j@gmail.com. And for the bonus, if you can, please give us the our favorite songs of each.
Ooh, I got a lot. But you got a good chance of winning for me.
I ain't gonna lie, I kind of had sex on one of them sucks. So, but
ooh, yeah. Who's?
I'm not telling you.
Yes, you are.
Yes. So.
But I can imagine whose it is.
And they have some great sons to have sex with. But
some aggressive songs.
Yeah, you be in there counting that bread.
You be like, hold on, let me catch the beat real quick.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If you can do it to the beat, we'll throw you in the extra little something. No,
shut up. What? What? Yo, this adulthood is this, like, yo, she gonna get us banned.
That's not the plan.
Saying shit like that, they gonna be like, you motherfuckers are done.
This is not OnlyFans. I just opened up a Starburst pack and I got two pinks. That means I'm gonna have a great week.
It's gonna be the worst week of your life.
No, don't say that.
Ah, shit. That's just, yeah, what happened. You're like, this is going to be a great week. And then, like, my car got repoed.
Don't say that.
Nah.
Wait, I'm going to put on my car payments. But, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, what you worried about? Like,
you know, I used to do security at a car auction. And then we also had another site where the cars would go to die. Those were, like, biohazards. Aww. People died in them or cars exploded and stuff like that. Every car had a story. And then some repo cars used to be there too. And I remember I was working, and this mom, daughter, and dad drove all the way there. It was an older couple. They drove all the way there to the site from Chicago. Pissed. So I'm like, give me my goddamn car. I was like, ma'am, I'm just security. I can't even release no car. Did you make a payment? No, but there you go.
Like,
car was repo.
I'm like, why are you acting stupid then? Get your motherfucking ass off this goddamn lot.
And they was too old to be doing that.
Oh, you said they was older people. Oh, well, if they acting a fool and they old, then you'd be like... See, I want to be at peace when I'm older. I really want to be at peace when I'm older. Like, I know we always going to have stress until the day we gone. But I'm like, I really want to be a peaceful little old lady minding my own goddamn business.
With my husband and my wife. My business, but I'm be nosy as fuck. But my husband like, baby, did you see this? Look out this mirror window with me. Look.
I think I'm gonna be that old, that odd ass couple where they come like, she has a husband and a wife. Yep. And we living in the house. Cause y'all know me. I ain't got no sense.
Mm-hmm. I'ma still call you talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about so and so? Girl, what so and so? Girl, you don't even want girl.
When I finally kick the bucket, I'm gonna be like, girl, you made it to heaven. Oh, okay. I thought for sure we was gonna go to hell.
I don't know how I did it. By the grace, I did it.
That's crazy.
Well,
that was so random, y'all. I feel like we just got like 10,000 miles off of our topic, but
oh, wait till our next episode. Oh yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in to the Venting Space with Zay
and Jay.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.